You are listening to Sonny's Barbecue SEC Kickoff Week on 1010XL, presented by the personal injury law firm of Harrell & Harrell, Window World of Northeast Florida, Dandy Foods, and Chick-fil-A.
This is the Sports Day with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
It is the Sports Den, brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits. It's time. It's time you get to ABC. It's game day tomorrow, man.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday game day. Love Thursday game days. Take off work early, get to ABC, since most of you will not be going.
Are you guys doing your post-game show, 3:30 a.m.?
No, sir.
Yeah. You can have that.
Nope.
Soft.
Nope. Nope. Not doing it. We did that 1 year. Yeah.
But then we had two games we had to do it late.
Yeah, and it was like, not doing this again.
We saw one of the greatest shows ever, though.
Like, oh, that's very true.
Weird Wide World of Sports or something like that that comes on for like 15 minutes.
It wasn't even. We got like all invested in this show, and it was on like NBC. And JJ, it was literally like an 8-minute show. It was awesome, though.
I thought you were going to say Earth.
No.
I was like, oh, I know all
about that. Was on way before us.
Yeah, 3 hours before.
Yeah.
Hack will be 1:30 with Leon.
They start at 1:30?
Start at 1:30.
Y'all think Leon's going to be here at 1:30?
We should take bets on that. Actually.
Oh, yeah, fine.
I'm game on that one. Yeah, let's can we do that as a segment? Like, pick them?
No, there ain't, no, not a chance. Not a chance. But make sure you get to ABC for your pregame tailgating at your house festivities. Don't let COVID ruin that for you. Get to ABC, reach for the good stuff. It's the only primetime game as of now that the Jags have. But when they're, 11-2, I feel like they're going to get flexed.
Of course.
Multiple Sunday games. Sunday
11-2.
By the way, Duval, I got a couple Dolphin fan friends coming into town for the game, so show them what you're about. Be loud and proud out there.
Wait. Oh, okay. You mean, I'm going to say, what do you mean, show them what you're about? Because
don't come in these stands and catch these hands.
We ain't going to let you Ron Artest us.
These guys will fight you.
Wait, are you saying they're going to the game?
Yeah. They got tickets today or something.
Hmm.
They asked me if I wanted to go.
This is the one that I kind of wish we were going to. Kind of. Not really, but kind of. Because the weather's amazing right now. Like, I really just want... I could either go to the game. This is the time when I wish I had a TV outside. I really just want to be outside watching the game. It's really all it is.
Yeah.
But we'll pick that game a little bit later. I'm sure everybody's heard the news. Josh Lambeau is on short-term IR. Don't really know what he did or how he did it. Anybody know?
When he missed that extra point?
Yeah, on TV they kept showing him after the miss.
Said he slipped. No, that was – he slipped on the apparently when he tried to do the onside.
Which shouldn't have been done
squib kick.
Anyways, which cost the Jags the game.
Yes.
And their kicker.
Yes.
Thanks, Doug.
Way to go. That's when he did it?
No, I'm just assuming.
Huh.
He was definitely hurt after that. Like, they showed him on the sidelines after that.
Are y'all concerned that DJ Chark is questionable?
I am now. I need to know.
Oh, he's on a fantasy team?
Yeah. Like, dude, you can't be just holding up my life.
Yeah.
I need to know if you're playing or not because it's between you and OBJ.
Start with OBJ.
You know, what they should do is the Jags should bring in the Chargers doctor.
Mm.
Do we have his name? I got to give this guy credit. If you haven't heard the story.
Dr. Herbert. Because it's got to be Josh Herbert's dad. Like, that's
if you haven't heard this story, Tyrod Taylor was a last-second scratch Sunday because he had complications from a pain-killing injection he was taking due to injured ribs. His lung was punctured when the team's doctor was administering the injection.
That's why I don't like needles.
Wow.
I've never taken a cortisone shot.
You have
No, I saw the needle and my pain went away.
I've had several.
Like I said, if you can't give it to me in a pill form, I'm good.
I'm okay with needles. I'm good. Now, I'm not going to get this doctor. No. Uh-uh. Nope. Not
Chow?
Happening.
Chow?
Is that his name?
That's the spelling. I'm not going to act like I know the pronunciation of his name, but yes. He's had some an interesting past. Let's just say that.
I thought that was, that was the previous one. Or that was this
no,
one.
No, that was this guy.
Oh, geez.
What do you mean
hold
interesting
on, hold on,
past?
Hold on. DUI, multiple players have complained. Give me 1 second. Okay, the Chargers doctor. Oh, this was before this.
Yeah,
one.
I'm going to say that was, I had to read the fine print. Because I was about to say, how is this guy?
Well, they have a history of terrible doctors. Let's just say that. Two DUIs, raided by DEA for writing himself 108 prescriptions. Malpractice
not
for severing a patient's artery. No, whoa. Malpractice lawsuits for multiple career-ending diagnoses.
I mean, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, you know, if
that
you
was
have,
David Chow.
If you have multiple DUIs, that's not a good thing at all.
Fair.
But if the DUI is also combined with you writing yourself 108 prescriptions,
probably needs some help.
That's really bad. I made the mistake one time. I have to take sleeping medicine. And I made the mistake one time of
Tiger Woods?
Of taking it. No, I did not drive. I took it, and then I poured a whiskey drink. It wasn't good, bro. Like at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm walking in circles outside of my neighborhood.
You couldn't sleep?
No, I couldn't. I couldn't breathe.
Oh.
It's like I needed air. I just needed fresh air. So. If you've written yourself 108 prescriptions and you're driving around drunk, like you, it goes to say you don't it goes without saying you don't need to be a doctor. You may not need to be a member of society.
Oh, you might be blessing people. Good old American ingenuity.
Is that right?
Yeah, selling the stuff on the side.
Oh, you think that's what it was?
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a wild story, man. I mean, you got to feel bad. You got to feel bad for Tyrod because then what happened is Herbert went in there and balled.
Not according to coach.
Yeah, I don't believe him. Yeah, I don't believe him. I don't. Tyrod Taylor ain't exactly Brett Favre. Okay, he's been benched everywhere he's been. He's about to be benched again. Herbert comes out again and plays like he did. That's a wrap, bro. Man, finally gets out somewhere where they've paid him a little bit. Well, he got paid before. They said, you're the starter at least for this year. And you get a punctured lung from a doctor? Not even from taking a hit.
Tyrod don't care. Tyrod's going to get paid. They're going to make him keep his mouth shut.
Think he'll get paid again?
They're going to let him
finish keep his mouth
out.
Shut?
Yeah.
Or you think you're just talking about he's going to get paid his contract?
They're just going to make sure he gets the contract. It's like, I don't know how much he gets paid per year, but it's obviously more than Jameis Winston, but he's going to just – they're going to be like, hey, man, we just need you to chill out, let your lungs heal, and ride this bad boy out.
I'm looking up his contract. What's 2020? $5 million, bro.
I mean, $5 million to not do nothing? I'll take it. I know that's not why they got in the league.
You get a punctured lung for $5 million?
I mean –
would you let a doctor puncture your lung for $5 million?
Yes.
I mean, he'd have to be trying to do something else. I don't know if I could just sit there. Actually, no, I could.
My brother got a punctured lung. He's living. He's fine. They still don't know what happened.
Give me career earnings for Tyrod.
40. 45.
54. Oh, wow. I should have just flipped.
Damn. Yeah, 54. He made 14. No, he made okay $9.5 million in 2016, $14.5 million in 2017, and $16 million in 2018. It's a solid 3 years for Tyrod. $6 million last year and $5 million this year. That's not good that it's going down, but like you said, still making more than Jameis. And by the way, Blake Bortles has found a home.
Winning.
Do we want Blake Bortles to start?
Yes.
I agree.
Yes.
Do we want Blake Bortles to do well when he starts?
Of course.
I agree.
Remember, who do they play?
I'm just talking about in general.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
at Denver.
Just
he's in Denver.
If they're playing against my – but I got the Steelers. So I got Steelers. He wouldn't do well anyway. But yeah, he can
beat him before.
Ball he out.
Beat anybody. Him before.
He had two great games against the Steelers.
Right, he sure did.
He's a Steeler killer.
Yeah.
Yes. No. That's no. Why they brought him no. In. The Jaguars have good history against the Steelers.
No, remember in the he playoffs good, he balled.
I
that
know,
game.
But what I'm saying is he was with the Jaguars. He is now with the Broncos.
Okay.
The Broncos don't. Broncos, Blake, BB, BBB.
Hey, the Broncos have beaten the Steelers in an important game with a crappy quarterback before in the playoffs.
That was because they had a guy with sickle cell at safety that couldn't play.
Oh, and they had,
and half
you're
their
not
team
gonna
was
sit
hurt.
Here and take away
God
Tebow's accomplishment.
A guy was on his side. He threw
you're
for
not,
360 yards
that.
On with three completions on 16 attempts or something like that.
And an 80-yard touchdown.
It was something wild.
I'm just saying I want Blake to do well. I'm pulling for you.
I agree.
I'm pulling for Blake. Pulling for you.
I don't think anybody, Jags fan-wise, like, has vitriol in their hearts still for Blake. Do they? Maybe they do.
No, he was the lovable loser.
Yeah.
They just hate all the good players
that
left and got something. They hate the people who came up when they left.
A locker room cancers.
The guy who nobody was.
Blake got plenty.
I mean, no, Blake got plenty from the Jags. They don't. They hate the guys who
the fans,
took money from other people.
Fans killed Blake. Let's not lie.
Oh yeah, no, they did.
They which deservedly.
Yeah, but you never really cry about the one that left that you didn't really want anyway.
Yeah.
You know,
I've never heard anybody say like, "Get you know, God, why doesn't he just want like basically with all the other people except for Crib, what's my man's name? That's up in, except for Ronnie. Except for everybody but Ronnie, they were just like, hey, why don't they want me?
Right.
Ronnie, they were like, all right, cool. Go on about your business.
Yeah. Let me grab. Do we want Belly?
Sure. Wasn't Belly supposed to call us yesterday?
I thought he was. I think he hung up on us. Belly, what's up?
Yeah, man, I had to yesterday, but I was too hurt. I got my 8 o'clock today, and it's on Jay.
What did I do? You the one who liked Mike, and he got COVID.
No, but listen, hold up. That's my problem with you, bro. Bro, I know you're up there with your little gator buddies. I love y'all. Y'all my dogs, too. But you can't sit up there and be bashing us
who
with the gator boys.
How
that
am I bashing? Who am I bashing?
You making all kind of jokes.
Yeah, I think.
No, you that's your alumni, James. You can't
Mike
is you
not
gotta,
my alumni. He went to Central Arkansas.
No,
he did not go to Florida State.
Weren't you bashing Willie?
You bash William Jerome every week. You still mad at me about that.
I bashed. Yeah, you're right. I bash Willie. I bash the coach. I do not bash the Garnet and Gold.
What are you talking about? I bash the coach and the players who aren't upholding the standard. But other than that, I love Florida State.
Bro, you was picking at us yesterday, bro.
I was picking at
Mike. Oh, you talking about whenever I was made the comment about Mike?
I was picking on Mike.
Belly, come on, man.
Okay, time out. Belly, I want you. Okay, I'm going to give you the same thing description that I gave.
This program
I don't
want to
get in your business. Belly, is there a Mrs. Belly?
No.
No, remember Belly? No.
Okay.
Belly's the one that dropped the meat in the on the sand, bro.
That's not Belly. That was somebody else.
Yeah, that was not Belly.
That wasn't Belly?
No. Nah. Anyways,
don't
here's
be
one.
Such a big
oh, wait,
bro.
wait, Belly, that's
all
not you?
People, all black people don't sound alike, Denny. I just want to make
Hold
sure
on.
You know that.
Are y'all sure that's not Belly?
In this climate.
Chris.
Yeah, anyways, Belly, here's my question I got to ask you.
The T-shirt guy at Walmart.
Belly, here it is.
Yo.
You get COVID, right?
Uh-huh.
You're around. You have a kid. You have a lovely daughter, and you have a lovely wife. Neither one of them have COVID. Everybody that you work with, you're in management. You got to tell people what to do. None of them have COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Only you have COVID. But nobody that you're supposed to be around has COVID. There's only two things that can happen.
Deductive reasoning.
Deductive reasoning. Either you don't have COVID and you're ducking somebody, or
Miami.
You got COVID from an outside source.
College chick.
That's
all
but
I said.
No, not true. But look at your boy. I don't know if y'all look at. I don't know if you say the CNN people. Kumo. He caught COVID.
Cuomo.
His wife didn't. His wife. Yeah, Kumo. His wife didn't have it.
You gonna use a politician? Of course, they're all banging somebody else.
No, he's not a politician.
Else.
He's not.
Oh,
the
CNN reporter.
Oh,
the brother. Fredo.
Yeah,
Fredo.
Yeah, so
the one that was doing the show in his basement and still caught it.
And he,
but
got
they saw they also
on the street.
Yeah, they saw
and
him.
Then lied and act like he was just now leaving the basement.
They saw
That's
him
who
leaving.
You want us to believe, Belly.
They saw him leaving, man.
Well, they got a lot in common because now Mike's going to be coaching from the basement.
No.
Do you think he's calling in plays?
They won't let him do it. You can't do it. That's illegal.
Watch
we
got
to let the guy who looks like a serial killer call, be the head coach.
Let me use my example. Watch this. Would you guys, if that was Dan Mullen, watch this now. That was Dan Mullen, would you bash?
Yes. You know who I would say he got it from? I say he got it from his wife when she was kissing one of them players.
Hold on, time out.
We don't know that Dan Mullen doesn't have it.
Hold on, time out, Belly. Don't you dare, compare Florida's program and Florida State's program right now. You even let that come out your mouth.
I talk about Dan Mullen all the time.
What I'm talking about is, first off, let's be real. This is the bastard Seminole channel anyways, but I love you guys.
Fair. That's true.
All day I got to listen to Dan in the morning.
Well, win
Dan
a game. Win a game, Belly.
They did it when we won, but when we was beating y'all behind for seven years in a row,
Belly, y'all ain't give us no love on this channel.
I agree with you.
Y'all are Belly, two more losses from Belly, playing the JV game before Belly, our game starts.
Belly, they have Gator. They've had Gator and Hurricane guys do the Seminole update during the season. There's not an FSU alumni here. But
Emmanuel is doing the Florida State.
Two FSU alumni. But I agree with you. Continue. Vince.
So my thing is, if you say something bad, if you bash one of them boys right now about that gold, that red, that whatever they color, like orange and blue, they going to jump on you, James.
Oh, I don't care about that. I talk about Florida all the time.
Man, we've done our fair bashing.
I've done really good. Like, I don't get my fair credit for properly nicknaming Coach McElwain. Everybody else started calling them butters and teeth after me. We did an entire you know what I've never done for White Mike? A commercial.
Not yet.
I did a commercial for McElwain.
I feel like that's coming.
Possibly.
Oh, Lord.
A COVID testing commercial?
Possibly.
A COVID testing commercial?
Possibly.
Or cornrows.
I love you guys, man. I just want to say, Dad, you can't be bashing us on this channel because I already have to hear it all day, bro. You my last hope to keep that Garnet and Gold going. They can't talk too much mess until they win seven in a row.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
All right, Belly.
If this game goes the way that I expect it to go, it's gonna be some not bashing because I don't think I bash. I critique. Mm. There will be.
You're a journalist.
I have to be. Non-biased, even though I am slightly biased.
Because there was so much research that went into our Mike White COVID segment the other day.
That's me just asking questions, man.
Like the journalists do, they ask questions.
Nobody's asking the right questions. I mean, I want to, with them canceling the Notre Dame game because players are getting COVID. I mean,
wondering why this game is still going.
Why
on.
This game is still going?
The safety of these kids is being put in peril.
Are we sure that more guys don't have it? Because I don't want to have to cancel the season because we bring some sickies down there to Coral Gables.
They're obviously not doing contact tracing because Florida State, every kid would have been around.
Well,
Mike.
No, the state of Florida, like you can, if they said you wore a mask and you effectively follow quarantine measures, you don't have
because
to.
Because Houston or whoever that is. They're on like game five of being postponed just because of contact tracing.
It's crazy. It's their fifth team, but it's all within 2 weeks. Like they were supposed to play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, let's go ahead and get to the Jags game. Let's go ahead and pick the Jags game so we don't forget later because we have a tendency to do that. Let's make our Jags predictions. That's coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
That's right. It's our Friday inside the Quick Draw Rapid Testing Studios. I mean, if you feel like you may have a little bit of COVID in you, you probably need to go to Quick Draw Rapid Testing. $40, 10 minutes.
Be nice.
Or you can just go over there and get some of that hand sanitizer. Last 8 hours?
8 hours.
8 hours. I guess it depends what you do. Like
if you wash your hands.
You can't wash your hands?
I mean, it's going to come off. But if you're not, if you're just going around your day-to-day.
What if you're going to a game and you clap a bunch?
If you just clap, you should be fine.
You have it on your other hand.
Yeah, like that.
But the friction is what.
It's when what they say is it takes 8 hours for you. The reason why it's 8 hours is for the skin cells to replace. Mm-hmm. So, like, all the friction, all the other stuff is still going to be there for 8 hours unless you cut yourself.
So, if you're going to the Jazz game tomorrow, you probably want to go buy a quick draw and get some of this.
What you should do is, yeah, go get that, spray it on your hands, spray it on the people's around your hands, because you're only supposed to be around people that you know.
Right.
So, that would be good for you. Mm.
Before we get into the Jags, I have breaking news.
Okay.
Semi-Florida State related. FAU, Willie Taggart's new program, has postponed their game against USF this weekend, opening Willie up to potentially coach the Noles on Saturday.
I mean, he's in the area. He might come hang out.
Okay, was that a true story about him being there?
No.
Okay.
Oh, my God. How did that?
I don't know. On Twitter, No. Okay, it went around against Georgia Tech that Willie was at the game.
I know who made that.
It made me giggle.
It's my dog. His name is James too, and he's from New Jersey. It's Big Noel 938 on Twitter, and what he does is because he's closely associated, so people think he's like actually knows stuff in the program. Like he'll just tweet the most random thing on his mind.
I loved it.
And you know what these people? Because he knows how to pull the strings. And he knows how much people.
Well, I mean, it
he knows
been
how much they hate. He knows how much they hate Willie and how
Willie
and
recruited Jeff Sims.
So
let me tell you,
maybe he just wanted to see him play.
He put Coach Norvell didn't like what they were doing. So like didn't like practice so much that they got once they got to period 12. So he made them start over with everything, including flex. And everybody. And it made all the message boards. People get on my stuff, but nobody checks any of these other message boards. Warchant 247. That's right. The Facebook, FSU Facebook. That's right. We like that. I'm like, guys, y'all know how illegal that is? You get 20 hours no matter what. Like, this was in the spring. Mm. Like, you don't get to do that. And he was like, come on, James, stop doing it. Because I'd be like, dude, why are you like this? Why do you do this to people?
He's like, don't ruin my fun.
Like, why do you keep, like, James, don't you come telling the truth and mess up my
That's
fun.
That's like Uncle Chap's famous Jaguars fan on Twitter. I think he works for Barstool now. But his thing, he used to change the picture to look like Adam Schefter, and then he would change the name to be like Adam Schefter, period.
Right.
So he couldn't tell, and he'd be like,
he'd get people.
Yannick Ngakoue just killed someone or whatever.
But when he posted that.
Usually not that, but
it
a trait.
Was so many people like, oh, my God. He, like, how dare, that's just like Willie. Like dude, it's
Let
so.
Let Mike have this.
It's how so, did Willie hijack our Jags segment?
I don't,
because his game is postponed. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Oh.
And I wanted to put a joke in there about him coaching
this
weekend.
Let's go with Jack. We got plenty of time. Let's talk about the Jaguars.
Well, I mean, I was really just going to pick the game. I mean, that's really all I was going to do. I don't really have, I mean, we've talked about everything.
You think it's going to be at Jags versus Ryan Fitzpatrick? Or Jags versus
Tua Tagovailoa.
You know the answer. You just wanted to play that
clip.
Yeah,
I did. Unfortunately, and I hope it's Fitz. Tua. But.
Unfortunately, it's going to be Fitz.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to see him roll in. It'd be fun.
Did you hear the beard comments?
The what?
Beard versus mustache.
All right, so this was Fitzy's comments. And this was before Gardner. Gardner responded, but here's Fitzpatrick.
I think the beard is a cooler look. I think guys that grow mustaches a lot of times have patchy sides for their beards, so they just stick with the mustache.
Shots fired. All right, now this was our quarterback.
Oh, no, man. I'll let mine speak for itself. You know, I think I've shown I can grow a beard with no patchy sides. But, you know, I'm gonna have respect for my elders. You know, especially when they're much, much elder. Be respectful.
I love that.
Actually, that's good.
I wasn't sure if it was going to be funny or not, but it was. Thank you.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay.
So nobody's picking Miami, right?
I don't know, man. Yeah. I have a tight end.
We don't fantasy. Care about your fantasy.
What's his
team?
Name?
I'll tell you here in a second. Here's why, dude. Like, here's why. It's not about my fantasy team winning, which we will.
It's not Charles Clay. Man. Oh, Mike Gesicki?
Yeah, I was going
to. Do we want to talk about who's winning our league right now?
Right now, I've been two leagues. Like, yeah, did you beat Dom?
Yeah, I've got highest points both weeks. Like,
I'm trying to get to. It's all about getting to the playoffs. Like, you got to make sure you get to the playoffs.
I'm about to clinch it.
You throw rankings out the window.
Week 3. What's your magic number?
He had 27 points last.
What's his name?
Gesicki. Mike Gesicki.
Oh. Hey, and we, you know what we don't do very well? Defend the tight end.
I'm not going to sit here and be.
That's the
reason. Do we think this is going to be a high scoring back and forth affair?
No.
Picks Patrick is in.
Their defense is supposed to be terrible.
Like I think.
Pass defense, specifically.
I think the Jags win this by, convincingly. Like.
Multiple scores.
Yeah, like 31-17 type.
So I need to go ahead and.
Switch, I mean, y'all disagree with me on that?
I think they'll win by a score, 7-3, one score. I think it'll be a pretty tight game.
Oh, I thought you meant it was going to be 7-3.
No,
it was gonna be the final.
Oh, my God. I hope not.
What's the weather forecast for tomorrow?
Nice. Very Is nice. It? No rain, but like it was today. Like low 80s. I'm sure by that point in the 70s.
Let's see. What time's kickoff? 8?
8:30.
Oh, gosh. Yes, it's going to be glorious. Man, one game that we're not – dang.
Yeah. Do you know any – are they even opening up the press box? How does that even work?
Yeah, well, we didn't put in for it.
I wonder what the food situation is.
Well, I'm assuming that there's not the buffet.
No.
I can just assume that. But I
like
do
sandwiches
think –
sandwiches in a bag.
The sandwiches are good.
Yeah, the sandwiches
the best
are
thing.
The best part. I do think, like, the youngness of the Jags is going to help here because, I mean, it's the only primetime game they've got. They just came off a loss. I do think that'll help. I think the Jags play really well tomorrow. I think they play their best game. And I'm not sure I would be saying that if they would have won on Sunday. But I think we've made it perfectly clear we believe in moral victories, and that was a moral victory. Believe in moral victories for teams that haven't had success. No confidence was hit on Sunday. Probably confidence was gained a little bit on Sunday. But you still have the sting for the loss. It's like the best-case scenario. And then you come out on a short week in a nationally televised game, your only primetime nationally televised game. I think it adds up, man. I think it adds up to a really good night for Gardner. I'm thinking about – I have LaVisca in one of my leagues.
Yeah, he's on the bench right now. I'm thinking about playing
him. I'm thinking about playing him tomorrow night. I don't know why. I think he's going to go off tomorrow night.
You just convinced me. I just did something, and if I lose, I'm 2-0 in this league. Okay. If I lose, it's your fault.
What did you do?
But it's not all your fault because I had Dak. Dak is my core. Dak had me nervous last week.
Right.
Even though I didn't need him. He ended up coming through.
Right.
But they play Seattle. So I'm not sure Dak's going to put
you
up
You told me
numbers.
you're putting Gardner in?
I'm putting the shoe in.
Over Dak?
Over Dak.
That's –
Now, if Shue does what he did last week,
yeah,
I'm
that's
good.
True. That's true.
This is a worse defense.
If Dak did what he did last week,
but he's playing
he threw
Seattle.
500 yards.
Yeah, he's not playing Atlanta.
But they're going to probably be down in that game. You have to think about it. Like who? You almost prefer your quarterback to be losing in fantasy
that's
football
true.
Because they're constantly having to throw. They're not trying to waste clock. They're trying to get back in the game. That's how you win. That's why Blake 2016 or whatever year that was like the greatest fantasy quarterback that year. They always were losing, and they were playing prevent defense.
It makes good points.
Just
it
saying.
Makes really good points. I feel like you got a big decision on your hands here.
But, like I said earlier, the Dolphins' pass defense just gave up 400 yards to the previously known as Trash Josh, who I refuse to call him Trash Josh.
Bro, he is
He's the good
yeah, I can't
Josh
call
now.
Him. I can't call him Trash Josh anymore.
Especially because our Josh has zero sacks.
I appreciate him. Way more than our Josh because I have Stephon Diggs.
Oh, beast.
That helped him. But here's the crazy. Imagine what happens
Help
when
him
you
stretch
get,
the field.
When you get a guy good wide receivers that he can throw to.
John
wow.
Brown as well. John Brown, I like that guy.
They got the oldest. They got Methuselah at running back who's starting. Your boy.
Frank
Is
Gore's
anybody
with the
else going to pick this
Jets?
Game
Jets?
Or are we just
yeah.
going to continue to go Buffalo, off on whatever. Tangents
yeah,
with something
sorry,
else?
Sorry, sorry. I was
the
talking
Jags.
About
the I thought Dolphins. We all came. You said the Dolphins?
No, I was talking about the Dolphins.
I thought we
defense.
All said the Jags.
You originally
win.
Said you weren't sure because the tight end.
That's it. I was helping give analysis, but then we stopped.
And you never picked the game.
At the Jags. We don't need a defense. We showed that last week.
Mm. That's true. That's true. Yeah. I mean, are you like excited to watch this game?
Yes.
I am too.
I'm gonna go to the kickback.
Huh?
That's what we're gonna call it. Quick draw. The spot.
Oh, you are?
We're gonna call it the kickback.
Oh.
Cause nobody's there. It's like being in my own place, my own world.
Yeah.
I can smoke by myself, drink by myself, by my dadgum self.
Wait, are you?
That was a song.
Really? All by your, like, there's really not gonna be anybody there?
I don't know. Somebody, I might have a couple people. Scott will be there. But nah, it's gonna be just me. I'm not inviting a bunch of people.
Scott.
No, I'm saying I'm not inviting anybody.
Huh. My Walker's gonna want to watch it with me. So
it's out. Big enough for him to not be bothered by the smoke. Like, it's plenty big.
It's a school night, bro.
He's electronic school.
He's still got to get up at the same time.
Okay. It's very difficult. I mean, he cannot brush his teeth first period and be okay. The teacher's not going to be offended. He eats cereal while they're giving a lecture.
I am excited by the fact that I am excited about this game because that's so unexpected at this point. I thought by this point we'd be coming in here Googling drafts.
Fair.
Like, I love the fact that I'm excited about this. Now, there is the other part of me, though, that's kind of like waiting on the other shoe to drop. I don't want – can't lose two in a row. You lose two in a row, every bit of momentum that you got week one and even week two is gone, especially if you lose to Miami.
That's way worse than losing two in a row. Just losing to the Dolphins would be terrible.
And you said that you have friends that are coming up from Miami for this game?
No. They live in Ocala.
Oh,
they're just Dolphins
fans. I was about to say, the Dolphins have fans that are coming up from Miami?
No, they got plenty of fans there. It's only the Jaguars that don't really have fans that live in other cities like that yet. 20 more years, we will.
Yeah, I was about to say, I mean, when we were kids, the Jags were brand new.
I was a grown-up, but when y'all were kids, I guess. Yeah. All right, so Jags win.
Yes.
Clean sweep. Do they score under or over 30?
Under.
I'm going over.
35, yeah.
I'm going over. How about the new kicker?
And
what does the new kicker do?
That's what I'm saying under.
He gets.
What's his name?
He scores. Is it Brandon something?
That's what I thought. No. Jeez.
Scott Braces. That bothers me.
Jaguars to start rookie kicker. His name is Byron Jones.
Same thing.
Byron Jones?
Different Byron Jones.
Say, Byron Jones isn't playing for the Dolphins tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that is Byron Jones. My bad. Brandon Wright. That's what it is.
I told you his name was Brandon. I told you it was Brandon.
Brandon Wright from Georgia State. Is that
correct?
Powerhouse.
Place kicker. Beat number Tennessee. Number one.
Mm.
23 years old. Never played in the NFL before.
What? That's what. You
not
know
a
what?
Good sign.
Fine. You know, now we know.
Not a good sign.
Now we know what's happening to Lambeau. Lambeau is now can see the writing on the wall.
Meet tomorrow.
Lambeau scores a lot of points. Really, really good.
Oh, there's
some rookie.
The tank.
Found some rookie. I told you.
They're still trying to tank.
When there's some, there anything positive, they're going to figure out how to mess it up, man. Lambeau's going to come back. Locker's going to be clean.
How do you find kickers? Like, usually it's a group of guys that are, you know, cut.
Right.
Signed, cut. Like, they've been there before.
Like, where'd this guy come from?
They're sort of like, you know how we talk about these chicks that are like, dating celebrities. And they're like, oh, yeah, I used to be with this celebrity. Now I'm with him. It's like, how does that work? It's sort of the same with kickers in the NFL. To find one who's not even ever played for anybody's got to be weird. Like, why can't we go get Siwoo Kim or whatever that guy's name is? Or
Siwoo Kim's the golfer, right?
Siwoo?
Who was the guy he kicked for Atlanta? Maybe he still does. Koo.
Wait, what's this guy's name again? Brandon what?
Oh, man.
Brandon Walker or something like that. Brandon Wright.
Yeah. Right.
W-R-I-G-H-T.
Brandon Wright.
He's 5'10", 182 pounds.
Like, what's Kai Forbath doing?
Listen.
Free agent.
I'm all about equality and giving people opportunities.
Oh, no.
There's a lot of things wrong with this.
Okay.
I got to see it. This is typically not a position that people of my complexion tend to dominate
or play at all.
There's one, was it Roby? Was it the guy? You're a Dolphins fan.
Reggie Roby.
Yeah, Reggie
I'm
Roby.
Not a Dolphins was, fan at all.
Oh, my bad. Your boy, Reggie Roby, was a punter.
Well, the guy for the Raiders a couple years ago was not only a punter, he had swag.
Yeah, he was a punter, but this is an actual place kicker. So I need composure. I need him to do things the right way.
Oh, good call. Also, when was the last black place kicker?
Ocho Cinco. He did that in a preseason game. No, but when a real game was on the line, they said, "Sir, we prefer your feet stay on the ground unless you're jumping to catch the oblong ball."
So this is in college from January of 2020. Nearly 900 scholarships at the position. Harvin and Caleb Lightborn are currently the only two black kickers in college football. Well, I'm trying to look for the NFL.
I've just Googled it, and they've got punters, but I don't see any kickers.
You know what? Normally we would scream discrimination, but I think we're okay. I think we're quite okay with
every other position.
Well, I just want to know, are we making
dominating
history?
Dominating every other position.
Black athletes don't want to
be
kickers,
there was one.
Bro.
Hold on. No, that's another punter.
Like, if you're a black guy growing up playing football, you don't want to be the kicker.
I've never seen somebody say, like,
usually that, like, isn't in high school though. Sometimes they will have a black kicker because it's like
because you have to
the
kick
tight
it
end. He's like the best player and he can kick it the farthest.
You toe it. That's
yeah,
it. Like,
exactly.
You don't even like no
like
technique.
A straight on.
Yeah,
run.
Just straight on.
I just want to know: are we making history tomorrow?
I mean,
oh, definitely. No. There's got to be at least
history.
One.
But I'm gonna be honest with you, regardless of because I don't want to judge. I would never judge a person by their skin tone to determine if they're able to do their job.
Okay, I have a list. Eugene Mingo. From Denver was a kicker.
When was this?
I'm not sure of the year.
Oh,
so
wow.
Google as I talk. Eugene Mingo, M-I-N-G-O.
M-I-N-G-O.
Obed Ayiri, which to me that doesn't even count because he sounds like he's from actually Africa and he probably played soccer. So that doesn't
Eugene count. Mingo is 82 years old.
Oh, so this is way back then.
He is from Nigeria.
And he played halfback. He played halfback, place kicker, and return. This was before they had just
damn
place
man
kicker.
Yeah. All right, how about this guy?
He was 5'9". Wait a minute. It says four.
Donald Igwebuke for Tampa, obviously also African. I don't know if there's any ever been any African-Americans. Oh, here we go. Justin Medlock, Chiefs, Panthers, and Winnipeg. That sounds
Justin
super
Whitlock?
American. Jason Whitlock. No, Justin Medlock.
Okay.
Justin Medlock is... Yeah, 36.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
He
look
looks
at this
like
picture.
Yeah.
He's Simpson colored. He's my age.
Oh, whoa, no.
He looks like the golfer that we questioned a few weeks back.
Oh, he's still playing.
You know what? To his effect,
yeah, he's
this
in
is
Canada.
Joe. Tell me he doesn't look like my man Newkirk.
No, Joe, no.
You know who he looks like? He looks like that Gator insider that you guys are friends with.
He does look like David Waters in the face a little bit.
Yeah. He's a big boy.
So I guess that's the most recent one, Justin Medlock, until tomorrow.
He went to UCLA. He was a consensus All-American.
Look at us. Look at us in Jacksonville.
Progressive.
Yeah.
I don't like his picture. I don't like the way he looks.
Brandon Wright.
Not going to lie.
Oh, I've never seen a picture. Google doesn't have one.
Oh, go to his Georgia State picture.
Grown man with braces. He looks like the guy.
Smiling like he's happy now. I like that.
No, he's too happy. He's too excited. He's caught up in the moment.
He attempted 18 last year.
In college?
Mm-hmm.
Is that enough?
He made 12.
That's not good.
His long was 48.
JJ, I'm about to send it to the group.
Looking at it right now.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
He looks like the guy in that High School Musical thing.
Oh, he does.
That's what the hair is reminding me of. I don't want it.
I've never seen it, but it just
I just know it. I've never seen it either. I just remember the guy with the curls.
I like that the Jags take the exact same photo of him with that blue shirt and just put on a Jags jersey. He looks like a serial killer in that picture.
You think?
Yeah. Too happy.
I'm with James. He kind of looks like a Disney actor.
Yeah, it could be a serial killer or a Disney actor.
Sideshow Bob.
I'm not comfortable that last year his long was 48. His second longest was 43.
Does he know you're going to have to kick a little bit further?
That's it, bro. That's it.
You got to kick a little bit further here, man.
Mm. Against Texas State, he was 2 for 4.
Damn. I heard Texas State's field goal block unit, though, nasty.
I mean, they're not Florida State.
Listen,
level.
Doug goes for it on fourth down a lot anyways.
Oh, he's going to go for it a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Two-point conversion every time? Are we down for that?
Yeah.
Because yeah, in the NFL, points. It's 35-yard field goals, basically, right? And if he his long is only like 42.
Well, his long was 48.
Second longest.
It was 43.
Like, if you're going to – if you feel bold enough to squib kick, why wouldn't you feel bold enough early? Why wouldn't you feel bold enough to go for it, go for two? And can't you, like, go for, like, fourth and – like, it's supposed to be like a fourth and 10 or something like that?
What are you
Wasn't
talking
that one
about?
Of the rules they were saying, like, instead of a – you could onside
no,
kick?
No, they didn't pass that.
They didn't pass that.
Oh, okay. All right. Man, I was
that would have just got rid of kickoffs forever.
Well, yeah, because – Well, KC would never kick.
Yeah, exactly. There was a high school coach, I'm sure you know. Well, he's super famous.
Oh, yeah, in Arkansas?
But he, like, never
still
punts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that guy.
It's awesome.
I was going to thought we were talking about my sandwich guy.
Kip Atlanta Collegiate High School is where our boy is from.
Kip.
Brandon Wright. Yep.
And he's from Atlanta?
Charter school. Yep.
This kid from Miami, the Canes that kicks, is going to make some cash
first
in the NFL.
Off, which one, the punter or the kicker?
The kicker.
Okay.
The punter is like 35 years old.
The punter's not a
rugby
kid.
Player from Australia.
The punter's weird.
They have this kid from FIU now.
Yeah, that's right. He's good.
Who's kicking like 60-yard bombs.
Dom on the Lifetime Enclosures text line said that guy looks like how RJ sounds.
Facts. 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 He does look like RJ's voice.
That's a good
We got to take a break. We're way behind. Way, way, way behind. You got a live read coming up, right?
Possibly.
Possibly. Oh, you're
surprise him.
Yeah.
We want to get – hey, you know what? Let's get – we haven't done this all week. Let's get some Dub Marone and Miles Jack sound.
We could do that.
Let's do that coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
All right, we're going to have to keep everything short because we went a little long those first two segments. I think the first segment we did like 30 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah.
You got to start off strong.
Yeah, we do. We do. Then you do 30 minutes and you're ready to go home.
If they ask us to be here till 11 every Wednesday, we're going to do what we want.
Mm, fair. That's good.
Fair rubbing.
Like, do you think Hack's going to be hitting the brakes on time at 1:30 tomorrow?
Yes.
No.
Oh, I do.
I do.
He claims that the phone lines are always lit, like full, every year, 1:30.
Yeah, I bet that's not the case tomorrow, though, because usually you get the drunk people coming home from the game at the late games.
And they're not even there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know.
I call cap. I don't know, that was Friday coming around. Like, people still got to work. Now, if, you know, I know he listens. Thursday.
Cap, it means
cap.
We have already been through this. Tony.
Yes, I just didn't know. I mean, I didn't realize we were going back to our.
Neither did I, but it came at me, but I was
it just kind of hit me weird. I was like, what? You called who?
Cap, Hack, Cap. Now, and not Bowl City Cap. But.
And not what Colin.
And not Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, not definitely. Anyways, now if our. Our great and honorable mayor did call, you know, say to the city, we're shutting down on Friday. That would be dope.
For the Jags after a victory.
Yeah, like, you know,
he was like,
you know,
nobody's actually allowed
for the 12,000 fans.
Yeah.
To go to the game.
Well, it's because everybody's going to be supporting local businesses. Partaking in, not because bars are still closed. Partaking in restaurants.
No, bars are open.
Dude, I've been to multiple bars.
Yeah, bars are open.
Yeah.
They opened like 2 Mondays ago.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't know.
I was at a bar with nobody in masks. It was packed inside, outside. Nobody working there had a mask. It was awesome.
Well, everybody's just drinking.
It was so legit. But even the people that worked there, they didn't care. And like everybody was packed together. It was like, it was the best. I loved it.
You're all.
Well, you're a survivor, so.
Yes. But a lot of those people probably weren't. They didn't care.
Well, anyway, what I was going to say is, since we went so long, we're going to scrap Hate O'Clock tonight because we've got other segments, and we don't really have any hate in our heart.
None.
So let's get this. What y'all want to hear, Doug Marrone or Miles Jack?
Miles, because Miles is apparently truthful.
Oh, you had Doug all queued up?
No, I got them both queued up.
Well, go ahead, run with them. I don't care.
Well, I mean, the first one is when they asked him about his move to Will linebacker, right?
Yes. The way somebody wrote it is hilarious.
I want to Mia.
Jack says he S-word the bed last year at middle Mia linebacker.
They told me pretty much that they were going to make the switch, and I was cool with it completely. I understood, like, their mind frame and everything. And, like, obviously, like, last year, I mean, it is what it is. I underperformed. I felt like it was due to my injury, but at the end of the day, it's a performance-based job, and, like, I felt like I completely, like, shit the bed last year. So I completely understood what they were going for.
Yeah, you did. I like this guy.
You said it was due to your injury that you crapped the bed?
What?
Bro,
Miles, you were running all over the field. Like, you would think if you were hurt, you'd have just had your run fit and made the tackle.
You were moving really good, just weren't moving efficiently.
Maybe it was because he said he wasn't lifting enough weights. Do you believe that?
Really?
Just kind of really just refocused myself, got back to the basics. I really treated myself like a high schooler. It was just hitting the weights, trying to get myself stronger, get my body right, get my knee back right. And, yeah, I just really feel like that's attributed to just my training and just getting back healthy and really hitting the weights this year, because I felt like when I kind of got in the league, I didn't really lift as much as I should have. So I kind of really went back to the basics, got my body right, and I feel like that's why I'm moving so – just kind of really –
Do you not lift weights in the NFL?
If you're a Mike backer, yes. Yes, you do.
It's not like in high school. Like, you're not – going for max weight, you're really trying to maintain, and your body's so shot, you're trying to make sure you have a body.
But not if you're at Will, that's, they're forcing to play Mike, and the whole thing has been you're not strong enough.
Well, you need
probably
to lift it, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he probably should have been lifting weights. Yeah, I didn't know.
What's his knee? Did he re-hurt himself?
I don't know. I don't know any of this. I don't understand what's happening here. I didn't even know that he worked out in Australia this offseason. Did you know that?
Tom Hanks got the COVID and brought it back?
From Miles Jack.
And I found this trainer out there, Piero Cerchetta. It's Advanced Athletes Performance. And basically, he just had me, like, doing all kind of just, like, French-Australian, like, track workouts. Just had me, like, squatting and doing all kind of crazy stuff, running hills. Stop. Just really just getting
stuff. What is Miles doing?
He said French-Australian.
Track workouts, like.
He needed to lift more weights.
He had you running. That's what he had you doing. There's really no French.
Is the French track team dope?
Not that I know.
I doubt that. I highly doubt that.
Now,
is the Australian track team amazing?
Now, if he said, now this is what I would do if I were a player, because I haven't seen their training technique, so I can't 100% speak on it, but I can speak on the products. Rugby. If he said he went to New Zealand and he worked out with the trainer of the New Zealand national team for rugby,
makes sense.
I would be like, you know what? You need that because they're all like 225, 240, and can run like gazelles.
And can tackle.
And can tackle and get hit. I would be like, that makes sense. But just to go to Australia.
To work out with the French track team?
Hold on.
I was dating a girl who played soccer.
So this is the real truth of why he was.
Now we got
I was dating a girl who played soccer, professional soccer, football, and she actually was on loan to a team out in Australia. So I really just kind of like disappeared, went out with her.
All
right,
man.
There.
See, you made it seem all exotic, man. Get out of here, dude.
And then he.
So, in other words, let's translate this. He followed his girl to Australia, and at the corner there was this trainer who.
Can you blame him? By the way,
you ain't even translated right. Yeah, I got hit with that WAP.
Yep,
and she was gone.
Wait, I'm not gonna do a show. Like, hey. We're in the same show. We say
gets old.
He said she's gone, and I'm not going to be here during a COVID and quarantine by myself
with candles.
I could do candles in Australia.
James, I can't do a show at my age where in the same show you say cap and walk.
That's true.
Hey.
Even as a 30-year-old,
did you want me to? Okay.
Disrespected.
He did it all for the nookie.
Italian American.
That's the better. Nookie. That's fine. Go old school. That's
so when
fine.
she took your cookies, he left. He left with her.
He went to Melbourne.
I do want to hear number 9 and number 11, or actually all three of them, seeing his teammates from 2017 leave.
And this is the thing. Coach Marone had a vision from the start, and like obviously from the outside looking in, it looked like, okay, well, Jags are just getting rid of everybody. But Coach Marone, he just truly had a vision, and I think his vision was he just wanted he wanted guys that were – damn, how can I say this without making a headline quote?
Oh, I like that.
He wanted guys that damn, how can I say this without saying something crazy?
Did you repeat that, or is that the same thing?
He just knew the people that he wanted in the building that he wanted. All right. And he had
Miles,
his own vision.
Say it, dog. Say it.
He just wanted the people that he wanted in the building.
He didn't want killers.
So in 2018, he was like, I don't want any of those guys who made plays in 2017.
I don't want any good players in here anymore.
We know what he did. He signed you first. That said everything. I mean, no disrespect. Make your money. Go to Melbourne. Work out. Do all this other stuff.
Run on the beach. Remember when Dave Caldwell got mad at Mark Long because he is like, hey, it seems like you guys are bringing in a lot of lunch pail guys or Boy Scouts.
It was Choir Boys or something.
It was Boy Scouts. Boy, yeah. And Boy he Scouts. Got super pissed.
And when you look
that's
at it,
did,
basically
though.
That's what they did.
Yeah.
Like, why are you mad?
If it works, awesome. If not, yeah. What? Tell
if
me
not,
why.
It doesn't matter. You're still here anyway because he's never going to get fired.
True, too. Why does he believe in Marone?
I truly feel like he's got the right plan. You know, he's really trying to build this team atmosphere where as long as we got each other and we can
we don't believe you need more
stick
people.
Together through the highs and lows. You guys have seen it. Like, we've gotten down early against the Colts. They came down, punched us in the mouth 7-0, and then we fought back and won game. You saw the Tennessee game. They got up on us. They ran a nice play on the first play of the game. Then they got up on us. It was 14-0 before we knew it. But teams on the pass that I've been on, it kind of gets ugly once we get down. But
that's
this
true.
Team, we just know that, okay, we're a team. Like, we can bend, depend on the offense a little bit, and the offense can eventually depend on the defense.
They
we got to give them a little bit
more,
but they can depend on us.
If I'm Gardner, I'm looking at y'all like, y'all stink.
Yeah, can I tell you why I got a problem with this? Here's a defensive leader bragging about the fact they were down 14-0 before they blinked.
Facts.
And he wants
and eventually
us
eventually the offense will be able to rely on us.
Yeah, this the whole thing of like creating a narrative about the team after two games as if it's like fact, like, hey, we're just going to fight back every time. It's like, dude, we're so not far into the season. We're just supposed to expect you to always be able to fight back when you're down
multiple
scores.
He's
going to
tell you why this team feels more like a true team, though.
Oh, okay.
It's really like we get in a halftime and everybody's just like, okay, tighten up, because we just don't want to disappoint not only the guys next to us on defense, but the guys on offense, the guys
definitely
on special teams. So it's really like a family environment that he's built. And I think you guys can see that on Sunday, the way we play and just the effort.
Stop,
and
man. Family environment.
Wait, I want to hear the rest of it. Hold on.
Go bad. We're still in it. We're still throwing punches and still fighting. So it's really cool. And I think his vision is coming to fruition, and you guys can kind of see it. It's really going
to
be special.
Was his vision to be like, we're going to be down early in all of our games?
Right. Go. What were you going to say?
It goes back to this. Basically, what his buzzword, he's saying without saying it, is culture. We're family. We're this. It's a bunch of buzzwords that it is what it is.
I just want him to
name
say
me a football
what,
team that doesn't say we're family.
Well,
you don't like half of those.
Last
guys.
Year's.
Fair, they suck.
I mean, but that's what I want to hear him say. Like, if he's going to say this, I want to hear him say, last year's team did X and we're doing Y. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I want to hear that. Like, I want to hear. Tell me, Miles. Tell me, like, what you really think about the 2017.
Because
guys
we all know the difference. The difference is the offense is playing way better than it was last year.
He knows he's not.
Y'all gonna on defense, Miles, so are probably worse.
He can't say what he wants to say.
Y'all forget how bad they were last year.
Because he knows he's in year 3 of his contract, right? Or is it year 2? Yeah, year – no, because last year Jalen was complaining about the money. So he's in year 2 of his contract.
He's year 3.
Year 3, for
yeah.
real?
Yeah. Miles got signed
he's
2 years ago, right?
He's been here forever, I feel like.
No, he's been – he came in the same as Jalen.
It's Jalen.
But he restructured his deal last year. That's when remember last this
oh,
last
you may
year.
Be right.
Yeah, Miles Jack's contract 2024. He's a free agent, so he's got a lot of time.
Oh, he signed
left.
An extension.
Yeah.
Okay, so he had to have had. So geez, he's got 4 years. It was a 5 year.
They can get rid of him after 2021, but they'd have to pay like $14 million against the cap.
Which
so he's going to be here for a while.
We know we're good at that. Now we'll do that. He knows that eventually he's gone to. His days are numbered too.
Well, I mean, if they don't, I mean, he's playing well.
But I'm saying
he's playing well.
And when Jalen tosses out that "you're free now too, dog" tweet, he's going to retweet it. Like, so don't put nothing out here that people are going to come they're going to use against you. Like,
he's
don't
making 12 this year, man.
This is crazy.
Good for him. 12.7.
I like how you said that, JJ. It's crazy, but that is a good for him. That's an attaboy.
Actually, you're missing the workout bonus. It's 13 even. Yeah.
I wish I got 250 stacks for working out.
Remember there was a guy. There was
probably
a running,
still wouldn't do it.
There was a running back.
I'd be like, I'm tired, man.
Like, dude, there was a running back for Green Bay. They ended up going to Seattle, I think.
Yeah.
That needed he was like 270 and they wanted him to get down to 250. Like, they were gonna pay him.
No, they did it the other way. They were gonna fine him. Remember, it was like 50 G's for every pound over.
Was it that?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was something.
Yeah,
wild.
It was crazy.
Ty Montgomery.
It was like
no,
just...
it wasn't. It wasn't Ty Montgomery. It was Trent. Was it Trent Richardson?
No,
was
it wasn't Trent. It definitely wasn't Trent.
He
Trent
needed to lose
paid
weight.
By, Trent got paid by Alabama. Come
I
back
think
and
it
practice.
Was.
Nah.
We'll have to look that up. Yeah, I mean, I got no problem with anything he's saying. None. I just want the same thing I wanted out of Ngakoue and all of them. Tell me what happened. Tell if you're gonna reference it, then go ahead and say it. Like you said, I don't want to make headlines. Make them, big dog. Just make them. They're not here anymore. What do you care? I mean, they'll still order your candles. Still fine.
Maybe this is his, like, Jordan, like, your Republicans buy sneakers, too. He's like, hey, Jags haters buy candles, too.
Mm.
Jalen's, like, his number one
Jalen
client.
Just put in a big order.
Yeah. For his new house, he's like, dude, I just got this mansion. I need Miles candles in every room.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Is he still making candles?
I don't know. I mean, once you find your passion, you don't just leave it, James.
True.
Once you sign that extension, though.
I mean, yeah, he was making candles because he needed side money.
That bread.
They buy candles in Australia?
Got to.
I'm not familiar with much going on out there.
It's a place I never want to go.
Really? I heard it's beautiful.
I'm not going to hop in a plane for 26 hours.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
I heard it's Florida.
Yeah, not happening.
Like,
it's
but,
Florida
but
with, like,
stuff.
Bigger sharks.
Yeah, I'm out. Let's get to the SEC segment. We don't have anything to hate on, so let's talk SEC football when we get back.
Sonny's Barbecue SEC Kickoff Week is presented by Window World of Northeast Florida. Simply the best for less.
It is finally SEC week. Well, kind of. These games stink. Like, absolutely stink. Talked about this the other night. I mean, for most of these teams, it's the equivalent of a preseason game. The only hiccup that I even possibly – like, Kentucky-Auburn could be a good game.
LSU-Mississippi State?
Yeah. That's the only one, right?
Because it's Leach and it's LSU's missing.
Everybody.
They only have 5 starters back.
They have that many?
And I think one of them is a kicker or punter, so it's not even that many.
Yeah.
And our dog was on 60 Minutes.
I still didn't see
hyping
that.
Hyping the game up, me neither.
I mean, any chance Ole Miss gives Florida a run? I don't think so.
Matt Corral starting.
I mean, they
like,
had
they're starting Corral?
That's what I heard today.
Over the 3-name Pilgrim?
John Reese.
That's weird.
Oh.
Former
Florida commit.
Yeah, has been working for everybody else.
There was that story about, because he's from California, right?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he got into a fight with Wayne Gretzky's son or something out there?
Who, Matt Corral did?
Yeah.
Did he win?
I don't know.
Oh. I mean, you can go to the game at Ole Miss for as low as $98.
That's too much.
Is it in Gainesville?
No, it's at Ole Miss.
I heard the party is at Ole Miss, dude. Obviously, epic. Not with COVID and stuff. But epic. You've been?
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey, I was in Athens yesterday and today. And I was telling Rick this. Bro, the expectations in and around Athens are it is literally natty or bust. If they could win, they could beat Alabama in the regular season. They could beat Florida. They could go all the way to the national championship game undefeated and lose, and that they would be disappointed. Is that fair?
Yeah.
They're at that point?
It should be that every year.
Dude, they had the lead in the national title game.
They've also
that was
had
3 years ago.
They've also had a number one top five recruit class the last 10 years.
Bro, hey, it took me until like 2010 as a Miami fan to give up on Natty.
Let me ask y'all this. Georgia and Clemson play tomorrow. Who wins?
And rolls.
This year, Clemson.
That's my point. So it's not a realistic expectation.
Actually, I say that only knowing how good Clemson's offense is and not really – and really just their quarterback and their running back. I actually, Georgia could win that game.
Georgia-Alabama play week, what, four? Something like that? Who wins that one?
I'm only going to say Bama.
See, that's my point.
I can't just say, oh, yeah, Bama. There isn't anybody they play where I can just go and say, yeah, of course.
Florida, Georgia. If you had to make a bet right now.
I still say Georgia. Only because Florida has to prove that they can beat them.
But isn't that the same thing with Alabama, Georgia?
When Alabama and Georgia has – you talking about me saying Georgia has to prove they can beat Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the only reason I say like – but I'm not saying that with full confidence that Georgia's going to beat Florida.
With a freshman quarterback, I would have trepidation about saying Georgia is a lock to beat anybody, really.
The only thing that makes me say is I know that Georgia has an NFL defense.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
And I know they have one of the best wide receivers in the nation that not enough people are talking about.
Who's that?
Pickens.
It's nasty. Nasty.
Now.
When he's got another year after this one, right? He was a true freshman last year?
He was a true freshman.
When he comes out, he's going to be a top five.
And trust, he's coming out early because academics isn't his strong suit.
No.
No, you laugh. Like, everybody recruited him, but not everybody knew they can get him in. Georgia figured it out.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, he's that good. He's good enough to have somebody take a test.
Yeah. No, he'll be a top five
pick. Worth cheating for.
Yeah, no doubt.
Free game. If you got a kid and he struggles academically.
Are you about to tell them to have somebody take the test?
No.
Oh, okay. Because
right now you don't have to take the test.
Oh, that's true.
You don't have to take that's the test. So just invest in the online education.
Mm.
There are people that can help figure that out. You know, connect the dots if you need to. But
tutors. Like,
if math ain't your son's strong suit, take the math classes online and let somebody else click or help him with the answers.
I may have a quarterback who hasn't passed a math class in 4 years.
So like
4 years.
Like when yes. Here, let me see the veteran rules. Tell you how it was
my,
done.
My point me, being that they're, how it was they're not going was to become math.
They do professors. Math by sevens.
Is the 1 + 1 = 2? Excuse me, 1 + 1 = is the answer A, 4. B, 1, C, 2,
or D, none of the above.
D, 2, oh wait, did I already say
D,
2?
All of the above.
Can you repeat the question? I said C, 2. That's how you got to have somebody
wink,
help
wink.
Like, help me out.
Shoulder nudge.
Right. By the way, I know we're supposed to be talking SEC, but by the way, there's no way Trevor Lawrence or Travis Etienne wins the Heisman. You can't – like, they had eight carries and eight – dude, I don't care if it's Citadel or not. They're going to roll everybody like that.
What was the point? Did he get over 100 yards?
Who – I'd have to look. I mean, it doesn't matter. You can't
– if Trevor got 300 – and
Trevor didn't get 300.
Okay, well, then he's already behind.
All right, let's see. Clemson's box score against the Citadel – all right. Oh, my God. Give me a second.
Am I right?
Okay. Oh, my God, that's basketball. What's going on
No,
here?
Clint, okay, Trevor was 8-for-9 for 168. 3 touchdowns, no picks.
That's bad coaching.
Travis Etienne, you ready? 8 carries, 68 yards.
Now, that's cool. Trevor's got to get at least 20 in. Come on, man.
What do you mean that's cool for Travis Etienne? 68 yards?
No, I'm saying, like, he's a running back. He's going to be happy. He doesn't really want to win the Heisman anyway.
Dude.
What it's going to take for him to win the Heisman is too many carries, and like that's going to be a knock on him when it comes draft time.
Y'all realize it was 49-0 at halftime.
Yeah, it was 28-0 at the end of.
You know they
didn't score in the second half at all. By the way, the backup quarterback names for Clemson
DJ's,
are tough.
DJ's unbelievable.
DJ Uagalelei.
Yeah.
And then Taysom Fomachanon.
Yeah.
He was 1-for-5 for -1 yard.
Wow.
You know that they tried
him bad too.
Scrubs.
You know that they told the Citadel coach that they could go run a clock in the second half, and he said no?
Oh, and I would have ran it up.
Dude, Citadel tied second half with them. So, zeros across the board.
Here's what they're – this Rainey.
Chris Rainey, time to die?
No.
Oh.
B. Rainey. Brandon Rainey. No relation. Definitely no relation looking at this guy. He went 2-for-9, 38 yards.
Quarterback for Citadel.
0 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. A QBR of 0.
Hmm.
Now, Ackworth, Georgia must be where it's at because Citadel,
Ackworth is just north of Atlanta.
Oh, this is a wide receiver. So this must have been his buddy right here.
Do you have to be in the military to go to the Citadel?
Mm-mm.
No.
Isn't that a military school?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it's not like the other ones.
Not like Army or...
A lot of people tend to go there to get good military training.
Before you join.
Or you do ROTC or things like that. But you don't... It's not like West Point or...
Where you're in it.
Okay, Annapolis or Air Force where you're actually like... Actually, those are high-end ROTCs as well. If you really think about it. Like you don't get any active service until you... unless you went to the prep school. But, man, you're right, though. That looked like a very boring game.
Yeah, I don't.
Like,
that's what I was saying.
I
would not
no
put
plays.
Any money on Trevor. He's just not. This is going to be half his games. And somebody on the text line, on the Lifetime Closers text line, 728, said if Trevor Lawrence is only playing the first quarter and a half of every game for the first few games, could that hurt him when he plays in a big game and has to play the whole thing? No, because he's done it before.
No, these are just extended scrimmages.
Yeah,
I don't know if I said this yesterday, but a bunch of people keep trying to – this is kind of Florida State related, but just in general, can we please dead – yeah, we did talk about – can we dead the nobody had a spring due to COVID thing?
Yeah.
Like, especially SEC, and because you guys have been practicing anyway, so you got a whole month.
Yeah, you got more practice.
Did they practice more or less than they usually do?
They practice more.
That's
they
weird.
Had, yeah. They
you
had,
only
they
get
had more
15,
time with
you
players.
Only get 15 practices, which are typically spread out over 4 weeks when you're in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
They literally got 3 weeks extra for fall camp where you get to practice every day.
While the ACC was going on. And...
No, I'm saying the ACC did this. And
ACC was able to start
the SEC.
Practice.
You add another 2 weeks to that.
They started after official practice.
Okay.
They started after. But you're right. I mean, the way that they were able to walk freshmen through, the Zoom time, all that kind of stuff.
Now, you can say they didn't have adequate strength and off-season training.
You could say that.
But, June and July, May, June, and July, you know what you weren't doing anyway? You weren't getting any practice, and they were just with the strength and conditioning coach. And actually, half of July – most schools were kind of already starting to prepare to start doing football drills because I think they gave them a window. I know, I definitely know the last week of July they let them come back in, and that's when ACC started camp.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right on that.
So just dead that whole foolishness.
So we're not – nobody's picking any upsets in the SEC this week, right?
Absolutely
Who's
not.
Missouri play?
Alabama.
Yeah.
Not only am I not picking upsets, I'm making my first college football bet of the year. I'm usually a soccer/boxing only better. Alabama's only laying 21 points against Mizzou.
Are you serious?
Who's fighting this weekend?
The Charlo brothers.
Is it free or I got to steal it?
No, it's not free. You should steal it.
You said 21?
21. I was shocked.
What's Florida
by
favored
that.
By?
Let me look it up. I know Florida State Miami is 11. Florida college football. These are from Bovada, by the way. Okay, I'll just go through all of them. Auburn's a 7.5-point favorite over Kentucky. Florida, 14.
What's LSU?
LSU. Georgia is 26.5. What time is LSU's game? Oh, LSU is 16.5 as well. Or 16.5. I like, no, I kind of like Mississippi State there. I don't know. I don't know enough about them, actually.
College football is so one of those sports where you feel like, though, it could be a good game and still be at the end of it.
20 points. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. What'd you say Auburn was? 8? 8.5?
Let me scroll back up. Auburn is 7.5.
Huh. Kind of think I'd take Kentucky in that. I think that's going to be a good game. That's the only game that is, and I can't, I was going to say must watch, but it's not, I can't watch it because Walker Man has his flag football game.
Mm.
They've got Florida Ole Miss
at noon.
Is this week
one for flag football?
No, this is week 3. They're undefeated. Florida Ole Miss, Kentucky, Auburn, and Georgia Tech. Who are they playing? Syracuse. Are all at noon. And I'm going to be watching my son's game. So I've got 3 quarterbacks playing and my son playing all at noon. Hmm. And then one playing at 4, one playing at 7.
Damn, there's a good non-SEC game. 3:30, Texas Tech. I like that.
Do you really?
Yeah. Because the Big 12 slate has been so bad that I haven't watched any Big 12 teams. Yeah. Like, they've been playing – Oklahoma was playing some Baptists.
Texas will beat the tar out of Texas Tech.
You think so?
Yeah.
Texas Tech ain't got a team.
Sam Ellinger.
What do you mean?
Everybody's
– they're
back.
COVID? I
didn't know that. Aren't they?
Yeah, but it depends. Like, if they had the COVID good, then they're not bad.
Yeah, did they have Rockwell Armstead COVID or did they have, like, JJ COVID?
There's
huge differences.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'll take JJ COVID.
Oh,
that's a vacation.
Awesome. I might have it right now again. Who knows?
Are you past your 90 days?
For my antibodies?
Yeah.
It's probably right around there.
July, August. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Well, we want to get to our new game that's sweeping the country.
Is this fake news?
Yeah. We'll get to Is This Fake News coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Our last night of The Sports Den this week. It's a Thursday night game, so you won't have us tomorrow night. Without a Sunday game, you won't have a Sunday night. Get a nice 4-day weekend here, all about it. But we can't leave until we play JJ's new game that I don't can never remember the name.
Sweeping the Nation. It's called Is This Fake News?
Do we have like a liner for it yet?
No, we don't. We'll get one next week.
I kind of like not having one.
Okay, then we don't have to have one. I seen the email, but we don't have to use it. We're sort of at the mercy of this guy, the voice guy.
You were trying to do like an official one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. So the voice guy is like...
I didn't know if it was like your Yanni with Yan.
No, that one I had to be more sensual, and I was like, I don't know how to ask this guy to be, you know, sexy like me.
That makes sense.
Easier.
That's what I thought when I heard it.
So let's do it. Let's get to it. The NFL, I tell the guys a headline making its way around the league and you know, maybe not a headline, but just a story, things people are saying, and the boys tell me if they believe it to be fake news or not.
Okay.
First, the Houston Texans will miss the playoffs.
That's not fake news because of a very simple thing called statistics. Statistically speaking, if you start 0-2, your chances of making the playoffs are very, very, very slim.
80% of them do not make the playoffs.
Right. So I'm just going to say it's not fake news. Not because I don't think Houston's good. Because nobody knows yet because they were given the worst 2 opening games in the history of the NFL. But it's just – it'll be a statistical anomaly if they actually pull it out.
It's real news.
Real news. So both of you agree. Yes. Texans will miss the playoffs. The Jets are the worst team in the NFL.
Fake news.
Are you going to tell us why?
I was trying to think, actually.
You are fake news.
When I said it, I was just like, I just can't believe it.
Name another, all you have to do is name another team.
I was trying to think of another team. But
I said
that
you're a terrible reporter. That's what I said.
When I said that, I was just like, wait a minute, maybe.
They are the worst
team. Maybe they are the worst team in the NFL.
There's the Vikings.
The Vikings aren't anywhere near as bad.
The Vikings are 0-2, but they're not nearly as bad. You have Washington's 1-1, but they suck. Who are some other 0-2 teams?
You know what? It's fake news because you know who the worst team in the NFL is, and it's time. It's time for them to just go ahead and accept this, their fate, and move on, even though they just paid the guy a ton of money. Detroit.
Damn.
You are fake news.
They've lost 11 in a row.
No,
they've lost 4 in a row where they've led by 10 points or more, I saw.
Yeah, let's
today.
Just be honest about Detroit. Like,
you have to be pretty good to get a 10-point lead, though.
The quarterback's getting old, and it just hasn't worked.
They haven't addressed the running back situation, really. They got Swift, but they brought in –
who dropped the game-winning pass in the end zone.
So they brought in Adrian Peterson, right?
Yep. Yeah, that sounds about right. All right, next. And I believe this wholeheartedly, honestly. Kyler is better than Lamar.
Wow.
No.
No, it's not fake news?
It's fake news.
That's
a tough one, though.
It is.
How can I say somebody – like, honestly, I still don't believe that Kyler was the best rookie quarterback last year.
I can get behind that. I'm just talking Kyler these 2 weeks. Yeah, I'm just like, dude, this guy's better than Lamar.
But Lamar's put up numbers these last 2 weeks. Lamar's on a better team, so it'll be harder for me to say overall.
Throwing the ball?
No, just overall.
I'm saying overall. But throwing the ball, I've seen Kyler do things that Lamar couldn't dream of doing. And running the ball, I don't think there's that much difference. I mean, Kyler's making grown men defenders look crazy.
Tell me the way you phrased it again, though.
I just said Kyler's better than Lamar. Simple as that.
Like, if you would have said Kyler is a better quarterback, I'd have been like, absolutely.
I originally wrote Kyler's more fun than Lamar, but I was like, nah, I think Kyler's just better than Lamar.
Yeah, it certainly is arguable. Like, I'm gonna say that's fake news right now.
You are fake news.
But I'll call you back in about 10 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you're asking me who I would rather have as the quarterback of my football team for the next 10 years, it's Kyler Murray. And only because I do not like that Lamar has not improved anything mechanically in the last 2 years, even though he is the reigning MVP and is certainly one of the best players in the NFL.
Yes.
Kyler Murray is just, man, if you guys haven't had a chance to watch him, you need to. It's
they've been
crazy
showing their
impressive
games at 4 on Fox mostly the last couple of weeks here, which is exciting. All right, next. The Buffalo 2-0 Buffalo Bills will win the AFC East.
Oh, that's absolutely real news.
Okay.
I mean, we just had an argument about
Cam looked good last week.
Yeah, we just had an argument about the Jets. I mean, yeah, Cam did look good. In fact, Cam looks really good.
He's more accurate than I've seen him in a long time.
Yeah, he's the opposite of Lamar right now. Like, he dug into the mechanics piece of throwing the football. And what you're seeing is much better accuracy, much better decision-making. Like, they need to let him throw even more than what they're letting him throw. I'm not sure Cam's going to make it all the way through the year.
Is
my problem. Like, you can't use him as your fullback and quarterback. You just can't do it.
James?
I'm going to get some – Okay, let's just relax.
On the Bills.
And I'm not saying that they can't be good because, again, I need them. Stephon Diggs is pretty damn good.
Stephon,
whatever.
Wasn't that Steve Urkel's name?
Yeah, that's right, Stephon Urkel. The next two games, I'll say the next four.
Rams on Sunday is big.
Rams, the Raiders. Tennessee's defense doesn't mean anything to me. And then they got KC, but their defense doesn't mean anything either. They just got chopped up as well. But they're playing against better teams. So, like, the Jets, who we just said, are one of the worst teams.
If not the worst.
Like, so.
Easy to win.
Who have the I'm trying to think. The Patriots.
They played the Seahawks and Miami.
They both played Miami.
So they both have a Miami win. Seahawks, we would all argue.
They almost won.
That the Seahawks are a better
team. Yeah, one of the best teams in the league. Yeah.
So, that, I mean. Go ahead. But I will say that it's not as. I'll say it's balanced journalism. Is that fair? It's not fake.
Yeah.
It's not real.
He's not a terrible reporter.
Yeah, it's right. Just like, you know, okay, it's a little slant to it, but.
Yeah, he probably works in Buffalo.
Yeah, yeah, it's Chris Brown. Remember the guy, Chris Brown? Yeah, Chris Brown's a writer for
the Buffalo Evening
Sports
News?
Illustrated, but NFL.com, the Bills, who had a lot to say about Jacksonville when they played our playoff game.
None of which was true.
All the reasons that he picked Buffalo to win were all things that the Jags did way better than Buffalo. And he put that in his article. He's like, we're going to dominate the running game. Even though the Jaguars' strength right now is stopping the run, the Jaguars run the ball way better than the Bills. This is why they're going to do it. I'm like, you make no sense.
Yeah, because I say so, mate.
Basically,
I like that. All right, we have to go quickly here. The college ones I had were like, we already did earlier this week. UCF's the best team in the state, which is fake news, obviously. There will be no upsets in the SEC this week. We literally just did that last segment. So last one, Herbert. We have two more. Herbert will be the starter from here on. This was written before the incident.
Absolutely real news.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even think that's arguable. Absolutely real news.
Once again, that was before the
whole
thing. Unless
he goes out and throws five picks this week.
Which is a possibility.
Right.
All right, last but not least, Seattle, odds-on favorite. They will be the NFC winner.
James?
Say that again?
Seattle will be in the Super Bowl as the NFC winner.
Yes. Real news. And then they'll lose.
It's really hard. It's really hard to pick against Russell Wilson now, but you know what everybody's letting slide? Is they almost gave that game away last week in very familiar fashion. Third and one, they threw a bomb.
And, yeah, they always do that.
Right. Third and one, they threw a bomb when it wasn't even one. It was like third and half a yard.
And they were running the ball pretty easy.
They just ran the two previous ones, got 9 yards. So I don't understand why they continue to do that. But the bigger thing is the teams that you thought were going to be good, like the Saints, aren't that good.
And the 49ers are
in Tampa.
Tons of injuries. And
you got Green Bay, and then you basically have the NFC West. You have Seattle, you have the Rams, you have the Cardinals.
What about the Cowboys? You're not a believer?
No. No.
No.
No, not at all.
Dak looks really – like, Dak looks like – he just got paid a lot of money.
He did throw 500 yards last week, but they were down by like 20 points.
Yeah.
Right.
That's so more on the Falcons. They're them just being – a trash ass organization.
I'm just at the point where I just can't pick against Russell. That's really what it comes down to.
He's winning in life. He's got good hair.
It's a good time to be Russell.
He's got a hot wife. He's rich.
It's a good time to be Russell Wilson.
Training camp day one.
He could be his.
Let's get it.
He could be who he is and be successful. He's actually. He's who you should want your children to be like.
Own it. That's for sure. Let's take our final break. We'll come back and we will wrap up this Sports Den.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Wrapping up The Sports Den for the week. Yeah, you heard that right. The week. Slackers, if you want to call us out, that's fine. We'll take it. But we'll be dialed in tomorrow night. Is it an 8:20 kick? Is that what it is?
Our pregame coverage starts at 3 p.m.
3 p.m.
You right can get after us XL Prime.
3 p.m. all the way to 3:30 a.m.
Said us?
No.
We?
The Joke. Station.
We? Yeah.
Locals. Okay, before we end it, I say no. What do y'all say on if Leon is here at 1:30?
I love you, Leon. If you're here, I got a cigar for you, dog.
I say yes.
You think he'll be here?
Yes. Because the Jags are going to win.
I'm not going to be here.
The man who was in the top 20 of all-time players.
And that's why I don't think
it wasn't at the game. Nah, he ain't going to be here.
Okay.
Y'all have fun watching the game.
I'll tell him you said that. So
that's fine. You can tell him
tomorrow. He's definitely going to be there.
That's fine. Y'all have fun watching the game. Hopefully the Jags win. And we will talk to you guys on Monday night. Make sure you get to ABC for your pre-gaming needs. We'll talk to you then.